Recently, Catherine Ellis and Stephen Drury Smith of the Radio Works documentary unit assembled excerpts from 32 memorable speeches by notable African Americans. They spanned a century, from 1895 to 2004. The radio producers also published the speeches in a book called Say It Plain. We asked Lonnie Bunch, director of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, to analyze some of these remarks and those who delivered them. Today, we listen to excerpts from a notable courtroom presentation by Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood Marshall is remembered as the first African American U.S. Supreme Court justice, but he made his name as the nation's best-known civil rights lawyer, notably arguing the landmark Brown v. Board of Education case before the High Court in 1954. In it, the Supreme Court ruled that so-called separate but equal public facilities, which usually were anything but equal for minorities, were unconstitutional and unlawful.
Thurgood Marshall is one of the most important African Americans in the struggle for racial equality in the 20th century. While he was best known for Brown v. Board of Education, for almost two generations before that, he went around the country to protect blacks legally when people thought that wasn't possible. And he staked his life on that. And he made great gains. African Americans felt they had a place to go. There was a recourse to discrimination. That was the court system.
Thurgood Marshall's remarks in another argument before the Supreme Court in 1958, 4 years after Brown v. Board, were captured in a rare recording from the court chamber.
Education is not the teaching of three R's. Education is teaching of the overall citizenship, to learn to live together with fellow citizens, and above all, to learn to obey the law. I don't know of any more horrible destruction of principle of citizenship than to tell young children that those of you who withdrew, rather than to go to school with Negroes, come back, all is forgiven, you win. I worry about the white children who are told that the way to get your rights is to violate the law and defy the lawful authorities. I'm worried about their future. I don't worry about those Negro kids' future. They've been struggling with democracy long enough.
Marshall is making the argument that the struggle for equality is something that shapes us all. And he really wants to move away from those, this is a black problem, by saying this will create a society of lawlessness that will undermine us all. He is realizing that 4 years after Brown, that integration would not be easy, that hundreds and hundreds of school children are leaving schools rather than go to integrated schools, creating all-white academies. What he's trying to do is to say, I do not want Brown v. Board of Education to ultimately create another way of separate but equal. What I want to do is to ensure that everybody follow the law, including those kids and those parents who want to flee.
Lonnie Bunch is director of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. I'm Ted Lanfair.